Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hey, what's up? I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, the host of The Bay. Donations keep independent journalism alive and healthy. And you support outstanding journalism when you support KQED. So if you haven't yet, check out donate.kqed.org/podcasts. That's donate.kqed.org/podcasts with an S.
From KQED.
I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, and welcome to The Bay, local news to keep you rooted. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, people in California will still have the right to an abortion because it's enshrined in our laws. But just because you have the right to an abortion doesn't mean it's easy to actually get one, especially if you're low income or live in a rural part of the state.
It's not correct to believe that everything is fine here. There are people in California who struggle to find the care that they need.
Today, why getting an abortion can still be hard in California.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hi there. I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
Even though we are a friendly state in terms of abortion rights, it doesn't always translate onto the ground if you live outside of one of the major metro areas in the state.
Katie Orr is a politics and government reporter for KQED.
It still takes time. It still costs money. Many, many people who receive abortions have children already, and so they need people to watch those children. So there are a number of barriers in place. And what we tend to see here in California is that people living in more rural areas have less access. There was a study that looked at all of California's counties in 2017 and found 40% did not have a clinic that provided an abortion. Now, that's only about 3% of women of childbearing age who live in those counties, but California has 40 million people. So that's hundreds of thousands of women who live in areas where they don't have easy access to care that they might need.
I want to zoom in on the specific places where you went to go report. Can you tell me where you went to report this story and why did you go there in particular?
So I went to a clinic in Chico. It's one of three clinics run by a group called the Women's Health Specialists. They also have clinics in Redding and a town called Grass Valley, which is about an hour-ish north of Sacramento. And I went there because they are the providers for many, many people in rural California, like the northern rural section of California. They don't have a lot of options. And so a lot of the women needing their services come there.
What's the swath of the area that they cover or serve?
If you think about San Francisco and Sacramento, it's sort of the area northeast all the way up to the borders of Oregon and Nevada, which is a massive area. Again, not huge in terms of population, but again, hundreds of thousands of women live in rural parts of the state. And so this is where these clinics largely draw their patients from, although they do get people traveling to them from Oregon and from Nevada as well.
We do whatever we can to help people remove those barriers to access.
Laura Morehouse is an assistant at the clinic in Chico.
A lot of people who live in the North State are lower income.
As she was walking us around, she just mentioned, yeah, you know, when I had an abortion 10 years ago, and she starts talking about her experience. And I said later, Laura, well, do you mind telling me what your experience was like? And she said, absolutely.
I had no idea what to do when I was seeking an abortion. There's no guide out there. There's no manual.
10 years ago, she lived in the Bay Area. She was working as a cashier. She was getting paid minimum wage. She discovered that she was pregnant and needed an abortion. She had a very hard time finding a clinic. When she finally found a clinic, she discovered that she was too far along to be helped at that clinic. So she had to find another clinic. So when she finally did find that, the abortion, the whole process was gonna cost her about $1,000, which she didn't have.
So it was about 5 weeks' wages for me. So that was terrifying, absolutely terrifying.
Again, she was working a minimum wage job. It was, you know, even in the Bay Area, she was living in Redwood City and had to travel to Oakland, and that was a stretch for her. She was able to do it, but it's obviously something that has stuck with her and an experience that she keeps with her as she deals with her patients today.
I was scared of telling anybody. I didn't want anybody to know because of the stigma that was attached to it. So now I work every day to remove that stigma. I tell everybody that I've had an abortion because there should be no shame attached to it.
Okay, so that's Laura's story of getting an abortion in the Bay Area. She now works at this clinic in Chico, helping people who are in similar situations. What barriers does she see for people looking to get an abortion in this part of the state?
They're scared.
These are single parents. These are young people. These are people who have minimum wage jobs.
When you think about an abortion and pregnancy, it's important to keep in mind that weeks matter. When you are living in a rural area, let's say, and you have to drive hundreds of miles, it can be difficult to get the timing down.
They can't afford to take time off. They can't afford additional childcare. They can't afford the gas. These are people who have to travel 2-3 hours mm-hmm. one way. So this is 6 hours of travel.
You need the money to pay for things like gas and lodging, food, the procedure itself. You need the time. You have to be able to tell your boss or whoever, hey, I'm going to be gone maybe for 2 or 3 days, depending on how far you have to travel and how long you need to recover. So there are just a lot of logistical and financial challenges that people who don't make a lot of money and who might live in more rural areas need to take into consideration. And the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets.
It's just impossible for somebody, nearly impossible for somebody who makes minimum wage.
And I know another barrier that exists for people in rural areas is the fact that they live in places where many people are actually against abortion rights. How does that show up in the work that Women's Health Specialists does?
It's still a very sensitive topic.
This is a very different vibe than what you have in coastal communities.
Katrina Cantrell is the executive director of the organization that runs these three clinics, the Women's Health Specialists. I mean, she's seen it all.
During the 80s and early 90s, in our clinic in Shasta County, we were firebombed 4 times. Our clinic here in Chico experienced a butyric acid attack.
She's seen her clinics go through protest, obviously. They regularly face scrutiny in the communities that they operate in.
These types of things exist in areas where the community or the powers that be are more accepting of this type of behavior.
One of the challenges that all three of these clinics face is that they have not had a local provider in like 45 years, according to Katrina Cantrell. And it's because there is still such a stigma against abortion in some of these more rural parts of the state that it's not something that providers want to put up with on a daily basis. They don't feel comfortable living in the towns where they do this work because it is so looked down upon.
And because of the stigma, your providers that are in the local area, you know, they just don't want to take it on. It's like, you know, we've got our hands full. Let's not, you know, who wants to borrow trouble, you know?
The doctors tend to come in from the Bay Area or, you know, from LA, bigger metro areas. The clinic in Chico has one day a week where a provider will come in. And they had told me that on those days, they do still get protesters. And people know the day that the doctor will be there and they show up and make it clear that they don't think this is something that should be happening. You talk about someone who's like on the front lines, basically, in the fight over abortion. Katrina and her clinics definitely are.
This is healthcare. This is not, you know, something that we're not entitled to. This is essential healthcare.
You know, we're talking about abortions because currently the Supreme Court is taking up a case in Mississippi that could put an end to Roe versus Wade. And some early reporting suggests that abortion rights are very much under threat with this conservative court in place. What could this mean for abortion clinics in California like the ones you were reporting on in Northern California?
I think clinics and hospitals that provide this care throughout the state are really getting ready to see an increase in women from outside of California. There was a study that found the state could see a nearly 3,000% increase. And those women are going to face many of the same challenges that women here in California face. You know, how to get there, how much it costs, what to do with their other kids. Are they able to leave their lives behind for several days to get the care that they need? The state has actually formed an abortion council to make recommendations on ways this California can make it easier. But people are bracing for kind of a wave of women to come here. And then also to keep in mind, something Katrina pointed out to me is that even while we will likely see an increase in women coming here, there's going to be so many more women that won't be able to because of the challenges that we've talked about.
We know that not every woman can leave her home in Texas for 3 days. Mm-hmm. That is not even reasonable to think.
Those women are going to be the ones that will truly suffer if Roe versus Wade is overturned. You know, I think it's just so easy for people who live in larger cities in California to kind of rest easy thinking, well, you know, what happens in Texas, what happens in Mississippi doesn't matter here because California has taken such a strong stance on protecting abortion rights. I mean, as we've talked about, there are people in California who struggle to find the care that they need. Your access to care shouldn't depend on whether you live in, you know, San Francisco or Oakland or Los Angeles or San Diego. You know, people living in Chico and Grass Valley have as much right to the abortion care they need as people living in the Bay Area.
Katie, thank you so much for reporting this story and for all your contributions to this show over the last couple of years. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Thanks to Katie Orr, who's actually our outgoing politics and government reporter for KQED. Katie is leaving us for a new adventure, and we're going to miss her lens on the politics beat, especially the ways that she centered women and children in her stories, just like this one, as you've heard on this show. Best of luck on what's next, Katie. This episode of The Bay was produced by Alan Montesilio, who cut this episode, Carlos Cabrera Lomeli, who scored it, and me, who added the tape. I'm Erica Cruz Guevara. You can find me on Twitter at NotoriousECG, and our show is at The Bay KQED. Thanks so much for listening, y'all. Talk to you next time.
I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.